Live from the Fortress of Freedom, heart of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. For Monday, June 10th, 2019, here are three big things you need to know. Three kids are dead, others injured after a drunk driver slams into an Amish carriage in Michigan. Two adults, five kids were in the carriage when it was rear-ended by a pickup truck. The driver remains jailed. Two, has Attorney General Dana Nessel gone rogue? Nessel has bucked the wishes of Governor Whitmer a couple of times already on big issues like Line 5, but now she has filed a suit on her own behalf and in opposition to the governor directly. Big problems on the horizon. And number one, Democrats scrambling to trash-talk President Trump's deal with Mexico that will keep tariffs from taking effect today. The president resorted to hard-nosed tactics after the Dems capitulated to the extreme left and failed to secure the border. We'll keep an eye on that one. But first, I just couldn't overlook this story. Because you have all of these crazy far-left ideas. And you think, well, just when they can't go any further. They find a new layer of ignorance. I mean, I don't know what else to call it. Listen to this. California Democrats have agreed to full health benefits for low-income illegal aliens. California's flat broke. $2 trillion in debt. Just California. $2 trillion in debt is California. But in a way to show that they are independent and they don't like Donald Trump, California will become the first state in the nation to pay for tens of thousands of illegals to have health benefits. Governor Gavin Newsom in the state legislature said that low-income adults between the ages of 19 and 25 living in California illegally now eligible for California's Medicaid program, known as Medi-Cal. It came out as part of the $213 billion budget. It'll take effect in January. And state officials have estimated the original benefits would be available to about 90,000 low-income illegals at a cost of $100 million per year to start. But, of course, it'll always be larger than that because it'll be more than 90,000. It'll be well over $100 million a year. It's not all we sought, but it will provide a real tangible difference for people, especially for those around and below poverty and for middle-income families who don't get any help under the federal law. Next, from Anthony Wright, the executive director of Health Access. Indeed, a family of four earning as much as six times the federal poverty rate or more than $150,000 a year could get $100 a month from the government to pay their health insurance premiums. To pay for it, the state agreed to start taxing people who don't have health insurance. Think about that. The state of California is going to tax California / American citizens who don't currently have health care. And I would guess many of those don't have health care insurance because they don't think they can afford it. So the state of California, in all its infinite wisdom, is going to sue, if you will, or collect taxes from those people specifically to give health care to those that are in the country illegally. So actual U.S. citizens, actual California citizens, are going to be targeted and attacked by the state of California to cover the bill for people that are here illegally. A revival of sorts of the individual mandate penalty that had been on the books under Barack Obama. But that, of course, went away under the 2017 overhaul to the tax code. The budget agreement still must be approved by the full state legislature, a vote expected this week. State law requires lawmakers to enact a budget by midnight, June 15th. If they don't, lawmakers could lose their pay, and good for them. Maybe they could sacrifice their pay and give that to illegals as well. I mean, it's mind-blowing, isn't it? Seriously. I mean, here we are, looking at a state that is financially insolvent or very close. And the solution they're putting forward The solution they are putting forward is to make American citizens without health care, because they probably think they can't afford it, taxing them to give health care to people that aren't even American citizens. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Let's see here. I want to go to this terrible story for a moment out of Alkansas Township. A third child died from a car wreck where an Amish horse-drawn carriage was rear-ended by a pickup truck in the southern part of the state. The four-year-old child had been taken to a hospital with life-threatening injuries that were eventually fatal, said the Michigan State Police. Two other kids, ages 6 and 2, have been pronounced dead at the scene after the car wreck Friday night. It's a small farming community not far from Michigan's borders with Indiana and Ohio, by the way. Another kid, 3, and a woman seriously injured in the crash. 2 adults, 5 kids in that crash. All ejected. It's an Amish carriage, horse-drawn Amish carriage. No, you know, I don't know if the horse survived. Don't have any idea. The pickup truck, full-size Chevy, by the way. I just saw it in the pictures. I mean, it's hammered. The truck is crushed, which means, you know. The driver of the truck, intoxicated at the time of the crash, being held in Branch County in the jail there. So far, we haven't seen any names on this, and I don't know if we really need to. It's just one of those, you know, those heartbreaking stories. Amish family, rear-ended by a drunk driver in a pickup truck, going however fast, doesn't matter. And 3 kids are dead. And my guess is the Amish, and the way they do things, will forgive him. I mean, he's on his way to prison for the next many years. I mean, there's no way around that. Vehicular homicide and 3 dead kids. You're not getting around that. You're not getting around that. Meanwhile, let's see here. Oh, of course, the big deal late Friday, the president getting a deal with Mexico to avoid tariffs that would have taken effect today. The president said 5% tariffs would take effect on Mexican imports starting today, Monday, the 10th of June. If they didn't do something about controlling illegal immigration coming through Mexico into America, they decided to do that, did the Mexicans, signed a letter of agreement. A joint declaration was delivered. Mexico is going to put between 6,000 and 7,000 National Guard troops on the border with Guatemala. That is a significant move. The last time there was a big issue like this, they put 500 down there about 13, 14 years ago. So this is a better than tenfold increase. Also said that they would put National Guard troops throughout the country to slow these caravans, get rid of them altogether, keep people from getting on the beast. That's that freight train that runs north. Of course, the Democrats saying that somehow the president's a bully and he shouldn't conduct himself that way. Listen, he got it fixed. He got the result he needed. He got the result you and I needed. If he was a bully or he was mean to people, so what? Oh, he didn't say nice things. Well, you know, sometimes when you want to get results, you got to get nasty. 14 after on a Monday. It's the Steve Gruber Show. More about Dana Nessel, the attorney general, going rogue right after this.
Who says you can't build a healthy economy while protecting the environment? At DTE Energy, we're already doing it. DTE is on track to reduce carbon emissions by more than 80%, generating power from cleaner natural gas, solar, and wind, and creating thousands of Michigan jobs, all while keeping energy affordable and reliable. You see, we can have both a healthy environment and a healthy economy. DTE Energy. Find out more at journeytoeighty.com. For all the dinners cooked.
Something smells good.
For all the clothes dried. For all the hot showers. There's safe, reliable natural gas from DTE. We keep gas safe by constantly inspecting, upgrading, and monitoring our lines 24/7, 365. So you can just enjoy all those dips in the hot tub.
Now this is the life.
Find out more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Wyckoff Wellness welcomes back Dr. Chi for individual fingernail and tongue analysis June 10th through 15th. Fingernail and tongue changes may indicate problems with digestion, heart disease, blood sugar problems, and more. Call Wyckoff Wellness at 517-333-7270 to schedule your individual evaluation with Dr. Chi for only $40. Appointments are limited. Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing is also hosting a free seminar with Dr. Chi Tuesday, June 11th at 6 p.m. Call 517-333-7270 to schedule today or go to wyckoffwellness.com.